the wall.
Mm.
Knowing you're in love with me is the greatest gift of all.
The fire is slowly fading, chill is in.
Loving this song, loving this song. It's now 5 o'clock, 5:01 to be exact, and we're going to get into the soca music. Mr. Nicholas has taken the day off, so we'll see what we have in line, in store, or whatever you want to put it. But for the person who asks for the phone number of the restaurant, I'm going to look and see what I have, right? Because you should call ahead of time. I remember doing that. I'm going to run and seek and he shall find. So, CKUT 90.3 FM, want to say hello to all the staff. I didn't have to bother them today because everything went well. Spencer, help, because this not working, that not working. All right, called Big Tough. And they would straighten me out. So, you know, everything is good today. So, apart from the snow is falling. So I hope you will enjoy it. And my days of the snow life is finished. when this pandemic eases up, I will. Folks, be careful with this new virus, whatever they call it, be careful, all right? I'm not telling you what to do, it's your life, but think of your families around you and your friends. I have gotten into trouble a little bit because some people came all the way from Florida, Miami, and in Toronto, and they're mad at me now because I didn't get to see them, and you know. It's not easy. I have friends right here in Montreal who are also mad at me because I don't go here, don't do it. But, you know, with all what's happening, I have to be careful. Third shot coming up on the 19th, so I'm looking forward to that. So maybe I'll be able to get out some more. So we're going to get into a little bit of the Christmas parang music. As I said, Mr. Nicholas ran and left me at called me this morning, say he has to go. Wherever you are, I hope you know you have me suffering here because I was depending on you. But anyway, here we go.
You're listening to Trinidad Parang Classics. Let the Christmas vibes begin.
Yeah. Coming up in the half an hour, will be an interesting young man, Just D.
I wake up Christmas morning, I say I'm going paranging. From the time I leave me home,
yes, sir.
I decide I'm paranging alone. I got the check of Susan Fox to wish her a Merry Christmas before I go take a seat. She said, I'll buy anything to eat.
Yeah. last morning, everybody busy doing something. Who were painting the scrubbing? Who were scrubbing the cooking? Sister hanging up the curtains, a salt and boiling in the yard. Rasta grab up the hot pitchers in a ham and dash up like he mad. Shining, the day starts off with a bang. I hear Maracan Quattro strumming, Gomez and Pedro come to parang. They sang the Annunciation, followed by an Aguinaldo. But they lick up two bottles of rum and a butter coffee before they go.
Yeah. Christmas tree for Alexander. Alexander, curtains with bedspread to match, and a brand new Timex watch for Alexander. Alexander, I tell she I ain't seen him long time, 'cause I just hardly go online. She say, Kenny, don't try that. You and Alex close. Anytime I can't find him, it's you that got checking first. She tell me I want Alex.
I got to remind you that the Zoom is open. You can log on if you want. CKUT in capital letters. From out of Barbados, it's Just D. One of the young upcoming artists, promoter, producer, everything. So make sure you tell your friends about that, all right?
I want me brush, I want me brush, some of them for sure.
Senoritas, it's now 27 minutes past the hour, 5 o'clock. Coming up, we're going to talk to a young man simply called Just D. I hope he's ready. He's there. I guess so. All right, so stay tuned. CKUT 9.3 on your FM dial. My name is Howard Carr. Along with Drew, we are here with you. And we're not in the studios as yet because you know what's happening. All right, so I'm going to play a drop, and then we will talk to Just D. I wonder why that name. Well, you know, stretch fast, so I'm going to go ask that.
Santa Claus, do you ever come to the ghetto? Hi, this is Carney Davis. I will be on Zoom on West Indian Rhythms, Saturday, December 11th. See you then.
Mm-hmm. That's a bigness happening with us. I want to say, what's up, Just D? Is that you at the bottom there? I can barely see what's happening. Just D is right there, but I can't see him too well. But I'm just going to play one of his music. Just D, yeah.
Hey. Like jamming up alone and winding up alone. They want show up the control. Sometimes they just want bend the one road. But keep it for a wine and she pokey in the face.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all the way from beautiful Barbados. Just D, he went for a walk with this woman and what?
move your.
I gotta ask him about this. Hey, Justy, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me.
Yo, what's up? Thanks for having me, man.
You're good certainly on, welcome, my brother. What is this? She poke. There's a lot of poking going on, boy.
Yeah, it's a true story, man. You know, I had a gig in Matt Bride's, the Gap, famous Gap.
Yes.
And I was singing a tune, and this girl was about to bust a solo one for her birthday. And this guy, like, he just couldn't see, the crowd was like surrounding her. Like, he didn't see what was going on. And he was going to ease in. It was just bad timing. And like, all of her friends literally poke him in his face, like, no, 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 no.
Oh my God.
So that's where the inspiration came from. at least that's my story.
That's your story, and you're going to live with it, right, sir? Just in case you're just joining us, folks, I'm speaking to a young man all the way from out of beautiful Barbados. He's a singer, songwriter, producer. He's also a musical triple threat and has been the creative force behind some of the biggest names in the Caribbean. And some of the biggest names, you're telling me, Rupee Boy? Born Antonio Patrick Johnson. Beautiful. Very distinctive British name. Do you like, now you're no longer British? What are you going to do, Antonio?
Need to get a name changed.
How do you feel about that, though?
I can't lie, you know, when I watched the whole thing, you know, I actually felt good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's at least the intention, I believe, is a good intention, you know, from the head of the country. So, you know, it's a step in the right direction, man.
Nice. Nice. I believe that. All right. So we're going to get into your profession. You've been all over the place. You do a little hip hop too.
Yeah. I started out in hip hop, you know, when it was no coming up, man, but I had to dash that way because hip hop wasn't popping in the Caribbean.
No, that's true. And rhythm and blues music. And, I gotta give you credit from looking at your bio here, brother. You've been all over the place and doing wonders. I love your recording. Totally clear and nice. Where was it done and what studio?
At my studio, you know, I normally record all my vocals. Unless I'm jumping on somebody else's rhythm, then I do all of my rhythms, writing, mix, and mastering. So, yeah, man, I was the engineer, just the music.
Wow. Nice, man. I was impressed listening to the whole album, as a matter of fact. And I said, wow, the recording here is totally nice. Tell me a little bit about your songwriting.
Well, you know, I started as far back as I knew myself. You know, when I was in primary school, I would change Elephant Man lyrics, Beanie Man lyrics, and put my own in front of the class and, you know, do my little thing.
Yes.
But then coming up, you know, trying to get in the industry, you know, I literally took up the phone book before all the technology, and I called every studio in Barbados, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After I heard how expensive they were, you know, I never called them back. So I went on YouTube then.
I hear you.
On YouTube, and I taught myself, you know, everything in terms of production, using the programs, the music business. And then, you know, again, hip-hop wasn't working. So mm-hmm. then I turned my attention to soca. And the artist that really caught my eye was Rupee, because, you know, he had just had Tempted to Touch. And he had that international crossover sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was the best of both worlds. You know, so I studied him. And I literally wrote a song, put it out. And then the next year, I met his DJ. And I was like, yo, I know it's not a common thing in soca for two artists to sing the same song. But let Rupee hear this song and let me know what he thinks. You know, he heard it and he was like, yo, I feel like if I wrote this song myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, because I studied him hard. But then he said, well, listen, it's not common in soca, but I just got some rhythms. Take a shot. You know, and I took a shot, and he actually was the first artist to take a song from me, you know? So that's how the writing really came into play. Obviously, from the time you do a track for an artist like Rupee, and he showed him you hope, you start to get a lot of different calls from producers, other artists, you know? And it was his idea to become a songwriter before I become an artist.
Wow. You know, I have a lot of friends who are artists, and they are, you know, I sit and I watch them. Take, for example, you know, the singer Glenn Washington. Glenn will just sit there and start to sing a song. And he'll sing like a verse and he writes it down. Now, me, I sing a song and after the second note, I forget everything. But what's your secret in songwriting?
Well, I don't know. I honestly felt like, you know, I was made for music, because back in the days growing up, I would write, you know, all my lyrics with melodies. Can't do it with folk melodies. But no, once I have a rhythm or if I have an idea, I just piece together the whole record. Like, I would hit the record button and just literally do line for line until the song was finished.
Wow.
You know? So like 9 out of 10 times when the song was finished, mixed, mastered, and released, I'm now learning the song because like I just put it together, so I now have to learn it and specialize it in it.
That is an interesting thing. I've never heard of that before. So when you finish the song is when you start to actually learn the song.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Wow.
For sure.
Wow. I saw you have a lineup of artists here that you've touched on at some time or another. Shaggy, Allison Hynes, Sharon Winchester, and so forth and so forth. Which of them was easiest to work with?
Easiest. Probably. I don't know, man. That's a hard question. That's the first time I got which one was the easiest. Probably Sherwin, you know? I mean,
yeah, he's
Sherwin,
a quiet
just
guy.
Cool, man. You know, we like brothers, honestly. So I would say Sherwin.
Where is he?
You know, everybody was. Yeah, he's in. Well, he might probably be back in the States right now, but he was in Trinidad the last time we spoke.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago.
I haven't seen him in a long while, boy. Just like Rupi.
Yeah, man.
You must tell Rupi you spoke with Stretch, eh?
Yeah, for sure. I'll message him as soon as they come off. Yeah,
for sure, Stretch, for sure, sure. The big guy, belly guy. Yeah, man. I had the pleasure of introducing him when he was in his heights here at whatever the place name in Montreal, and the show was off the hook. So tell me now, the music business, is it taking a blow because of what's happening with the pandemic, or has it improved because of pandemic? Well, is it people are listening more instead of partying more?
Well, a bit of both. You know, in the beginning, you know, it kind of took a blow because I guess, you know, people had stuff going on and then they had to cancel a lot of flights. Like, I literally had to cancel a flight to Canada and to New York. But at the same time, you know, it got people, you know, paying more attention to what's going on online, because then they didn't have the busy usual day to worry about. So you kind of get people a little more focused. And then obviously a lot of things started to pop up. Like, you got this thing called like NFTs now, where, you know, you could sell your music without having to worry about the label or performing it, that kind of stuff. So I would say a bit of both.
What is that? Tell me that again. Never heard of it.
Yeah, there's something right now called NFTs that I'm still researching. It's okay. Like non-fungible tokens. So it's kind of like you see how like you have art and people like collect art.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you could actually put out your song as an NFT and people could actually like bid. I think Tory Lanez did it, where he made like $1 million in like 3 minutes or something.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's something to look into, NFTs for sure.
You know, I will chat with you all afternoon, but I can't do that because I have my partner sitting over there and I want him to drill you in questioning.
Yeah, man, for sure. Let me go.
Come on, Drew. Don't let down the old man now.
Yeah, what's up, fam? What's up, Justin?
Everything blessed, bro.
Yeah. Man, you know what? It's a pleasure to meet you. This was supposed to happen a long time ago, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
nothing
for sure
happens before it's time. You know what I mean? You're an artist I heard about a very long time ago. You were working, you did some work with Slam City, right?
Yeah,
am I correct?
For sure. That's home.
Yeah, I know. I remember a few years back, Rennie King actually told me about you. He said that. You know what I mean? And I got, you know my brother DZ. DZ told me about you also. And you know, may he rest in peace, but we ain't gonna go there because We don't want
crying this evening again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, boy, for sure, sure.
Sure. You know what I mean? So I heard so much about you. You know what I mean? And I totally love your style. And I'm going to actually touch a couple of your early tracks before we kind of get into a little more conversation. Just
the way you wind up your waist, you wind up your waist, yeah. You know me must have a taste, say me must have a taste. I want you give up me, nana. Me want to chop your body. Me just want to love up and kiss up when I see you walk up and give
oh
up
God.
Me, nana. I want you give up me, nana.
Me want I want you give up the nana, just D. You're killing me, yes, boy. I love that. Just give up the nana, yes? Oh, my God.
The body, yeah, my body.
Can I ask a question here, Drew? Just is that a personal experience? Just give you nine and...
Yes, sir. Sure. Can't lie.
Chop yourself, girl. Just this. Chop yourself, girl. You look.
You're killing me, yes, boy.
Raise your hand if you don't need a manager. You only need a man who can manage you. A man who would feed the belly. Go down with the jelly and full up with the stamina. Push back like one drop like tick tock like bring it up like girl if you to make the drop like now let no man tell you what to do. Push back like one drop like tick tock like
yeah, just the vibes like that is what you bring what you bring to the table. And I find like in your production, you know what I mean, like you said you were into the R&B, but I find you have a lot of Afro beats in there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, people even think that I come from Africa instead of Barbados sometimes, man. But yeah, you know, like I listen to a lot of Afro beats, but you know, I just like when I try to put out a song, I always try to keep it on that line, you know, because You would have songs that would drop for Kwapova or whatever carnival, and then when that festival or carnival is over, that's basically the end, you know, that song's life. For me, I always want to keep moving, you know, across those borders. Because again, coming up and hearing the stuff that Rupee was doing and putting out, you know, I use that as my benchmark for sure.
Yeah. So how do you separate? Because I know you're a producer, you're a songwriter, and you're also an artist. How do you separate the three? Because it's obvious if you're in studio and you're producing somebody's track, you know what I mean? You might feel like writing or you might feel like jumping on the rhythm. So how do you separate those two things?
Well, over the years, honestly, I learned to, you know, to like just stay in my lane. You know, that's a popular saying in Slam City. Just stay in your lane, you know? So what would happen was like we would be in a lot of different sessions that you're not supposed to be in. And you're not allowed to say anything, you know, not allowed to give a lyric or to say, yo, this card would sound better, stay in your lane. So when I'm working with other artists, if they hire me to be the producer, I just stay in that lane unless they ask for my input otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when it comes to writing, you know what I mean? Do you like visualize an artist and write the song, or you just write the song and say, look, what's going on? You want to sing this song?
Well, it happened, you know, a couple of different ways. You know, if in my brain right now I said, okay, I want to write something for Kes, you know, I'm going to go and listen to some Kes music. You know, I'm going to see what he already has so I don't give him the same thing. I'm going to kind of figure out, okay, where I feel he might be heading in or what might help, you know, catapult his career, you know, or if I just catch a vibe and I write it after listening to the song over and over, then I would decide, all right, who artists I feel could actually cover this particular tune.
Yeah, and I know in 2017 and 2018, you wrote for the Groovy Soca in St. Martin. Who was the artist and How was that experience?
Yeah, man, that was crazy. A guy called Kenny O'Bally, you know? I actually got in touch with him after he did the track for OP. Chris Allman called me to do a project for him, and that's how we got the link. And we actually won both years back-to-back.
Wow, that's amazing stuff. And what about working with Shaggy and Busy Signal on the Jamaican front?
Yeah, man, I mean, surreal moments. Honestly, sometimes I just still can't even believe, like I have those credits, you know? My past management at the time, he used to do some work with Octane, and they were looking for a different sound, and he was doing this collab with Shaggy. And, you know, they came to me, and I ended up writing the whole song and producing the song and mixing the song. And, you know, that everything just went well. You know, my other team member that I have, he's good friends with Busy. So, like, Busy hears a lot of my material before they actually release. And he's always like, yo, I need some stuff from this guy. Like, this guy is going places, you know. Like, he always endorses my stuff. So that's how the whole Busy link came about.
Okay. And I know that one of my other good friends from the Men Production, this song was really big throughout the crop over. I think it was 2018, if I'm correct. Because, you know, in Barbados, MTW has a lot of problems.
Yeah.
It's just the air I hold. I left home to party and find myself dumb in a hole. My girl, hey, what's there for me? But still I dumb in a hole.
Oh my God.
Stretch, I think we have this problem in Montreal too, Stretch.
why you think I'm laughing?
My girl, hey, what's there for me?
But still,
don't win a hole. Boy, a hole is trouble.
I should be home sleeping, but I don't win a hole.
So if you see Kay, tell her that it's just a
fat. I was on my way, coming back and caught a flat. It's just a fat. Nothing wrong with that. So if you see Kay, tell her that it's nothing more than a fat. It's the hole that got me trapped, even though I avoided all the cracks. Another hole.
Okay, Justy, for those out there, you know what I mean, welcome to CKU. I got to welcome you to CKU 90.2. You know what I mean?
Just in our hole.
Montreal, we have the same problems just like Barbados, you know what I mean? So for those out there that's listening, could you explain this song to them?
Oh, man, where do I even start? Oh,
please,
boy.
Do.
I should probably start by saying, hole. But yeah, you know, I mean, this song is so much deeper, you know, than what a lot of people interpret, you know, because sometimes you leave home to do one thing and you find yourself in a situation, you know, an issue, you know, or you're driving going on the highway in Montreal and all of a sudden, bam, you hit something. And I sure Stretch could agree with me.
I agree,
you know,
with you.
You found yourself in a couple holes, a couple mishaps before, right?
Oh my God. Yes, I found myself in a couple of holes driving on the highway. You're funny.
Yeah, but this one was a massive hit for you, Justy. And you know me, I know that Manager and an extract that I'll play after Hot Girl and a couple of your other tracks did really good for you internationally. And I was really surprised that this track, Cool, didn't, you know what I mean, take off the way it should have.
Yeah, man. I mean, just never know, man. That's just how it goes sometimes with music, boy. Real thing.
Yeah, you know, so we're going to listen to, let me get the hot girl. Oh, boy, we're going to get, jeez. Man, come on, Drew. See, excuse me, Justy.
Yeah, this thing.
No, you know why? Because my laptop crashed on me, and I'm just in the process of putting everything back together. So when I'm looking for certain tracks, they're not popping up where they're supposed to be. But I'm gonna play this one, another one of my favorites from you.
It's just the air. Why you checking for what I do if you don't like me? If you and you, if you don't like me. If you think I care what they say about me. So what? So what? Who cares if you like me or not? You don't put food in me pot. You never buy nothing that me got. So what? So what? Who cares if you like me or not? Me blessings, it come from the top. Me stay solid as a rock. So if I spend all me money buying brand, so what? I post everything on Instagram. So what? If I teach Wi-Fi to save that a plan. So what? All the talk you talking, I don't owe you nothing. So take me name off your lips. Take me name off your lips. If you don't like me, please don't judge me. Stop, stop, stop.
Baby, I would not bust a show. Lick off a head top, make any man drop on the spot for me. Why feel you? Bust a show, make any man drop on the spot for me. Why feel you? Baby, I would die for you. And anytime you're down or feeling blue, baby, I would cry for you. Just so you don't have to. Cause you're my wifey, wifey, wifey. Standing next to you, I feel so mighty, mighty, mighty. Girl, I need you like I need Penfi, righty, righty, yeah. You a 10, girl, you so nice, you so feisty.
Every girl turn freak in the fetch, show off the bad body where your man day I get. Every girl turn freak in the fet, freak in the fet, freak in the fet.
It's just me.
Every girl turn freak in the fet. Every girl turn freak in the fet. Every girl turn freak in the fet. Come back it up on the boom, the boom, the boom. Wind up on the boom, the boom, the boom. Wind up on the boom, the boom, the boom, boom.
I turn freak right now. Every girl come stick, stick. Wind up your body, girl dip. Push back on the body, girl grip, grip. Girl, you phenomenal, girl, you phenomenal. Every girl come stick, stick. Wind up your body, girl dip. Push back on the body, girl grip, grip. Girl, you phenomenal, girl, you phenomenal.
Show me the jugger, girl, turn back. Zip on me, zip on the girl, yes, right here. You're all on tight, man, I like that, yes. Jesus,
yeah, Dusty. From this, listening to these tracks, I see that you have something that's specially designed, and that's catering what you're doing to Towers the Ladies.
Yeah, man, for sure. That was the intention from the get go. From 9 straight up, it was like, yo, the ladies, once the ladies happy, they may come out. The promoters gonna be happy because the men and buy drinks for the women and everything good.
So as a producer now, when you got to work with other producers, you know what I mean? How do you feel when you got to do that? What's that feeling like?
Nah, it's good, man. I love it because, you know, like what I would think of, the other producer won't think of and vice versa. So it's always interesting to see what they come to the table with, you know, and then in the end, what when we combine our gifts or our talents, what we come up with, you know. So it's always, I love working with other producers and artists, man.
So is there any producers out there that you would really like to work with that you didn't work with yet?
That's a hard one. I work so many, man. I mean, I feel probably some more Jamaican producers, you know, like the Genius and them guys, because, you know, that changed the world. Mm-hmm.
You know the Genius?
Yeah. No, I don't know him personally. I know of him.
Okay. He used to be on the station, you know. That is who you want to know. Take my advice. You want to know that guy. He's a genius.
I got life.
Yeah. Yes, somebody I want to talk to when this, what you call it, is over with, this Zoom. Mm-hmm. I don't want Drew to hear what I'm asking you.
So what about artists? What about producing an artist? Is there anyone out there? I know you're probably going to say Drake that you'd like to work with.
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
It would be dope. I mean, even with Queen, you know, Rihanna, I mean, that would be definitely, you know, a dream come true for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
I know.
Love that woman.
I know, man.
Yeah. So where do you see your career going now?
Well, you know, I'm actually taking some different steps with the career. Earlier this year, I did a licensing agreement, so I'm kind of trying to head in the direction of getting music and like films and games and that kind of stuff. Come January, I'm looking to head, you know, to the UK for a little bit, you know, to tap into that market and, you know, try my hand at a different sound, you know, and a different level of music. So in the next 5 years, man, I always tell people like going after the Grammy, so that's still the goal.
Yeah, you're not limiting yourself.
Exactly. Nah, man. Exactly.
Nah, man.
Nice. Yeah, so sure. it's a broad horizon out there, and I really like that. I really like that about you, and I love the flavor. I love the flavor of what you're singing and what you're producing. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of substance in it. You know, it's not stuff that you're gonna hear today and don't hear tomorrow. There's a lot of longevity in the stuff that you're working with.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it for real. I mean, I have some collabs coming up. I have one with a Nigerian artist. I have a collab with BZ that I've been sitting on for a while, too. You know, just trying to put together some more. We just did one with Fox and a guy from Colombia and Walshy Fire from Major Lazer. So we got a lot of music coming, man. Just piling it up, waiting to just let it go.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what? Man, sure. It's your show. Well,
no, it's not my show. It's both of us' show. Where is your studio located? That if I sneak into Barbados without Drew missing me for that week, if I want to come and just sit and watch you work in your studios, where would that be? In St. Michael's, though?
Well, it was in St. George, but as I'm heading to the UK in January, you know, kind of start to ship off a lot of stuff, so they're probably going to relocate to the UK.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Jeez, I don't have that kind of money. go ahead, Drew. Don't let me interrupt you.
Well, he said he likes to do collabs, and this is one of the collabs from you that I really like.
Oh 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 gosh, your wine's sweet like sugar. Oh 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 oh, so sweet, think you need some water. Oh 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 oh, gosh, your wine's sweet like sugar. Oh oh. You know I like it when you push that body on me.
Yeah, push that body on me, brother.
I'm gonna stop this track for a minute. Stretch, if you could guess who this young lady is that's singing. We had her, we interviewed her earlier.
Ah, that's...
So I'll play it again, and you can stay there and figure out who the lady is.
I don't want to figure out who she is. I know who she is. Why are you trying to destroy the old man, right? I can't remember her name, but I remember her voice. Beautiful, beautiful voice.
Faye Callender.
Yes! Beautiful young lady.
You know I like it when you push that body on me, baby. Baby. I know you like it when I push this body on you,
baby. I know you like it when I push this body on you, baby. You got everything that I need. You know, let me get down this music a little bit. You know, I gotta say I am totally, not totally, because I always say Barbados have some of the best singers and musicians in the Caribbean. Because, you know, I've worked with a lot of Bajan singers, a lot of Bajan musicians all over. And the talent, the more I listen, is the more I'm learning. You, well, anyway, let me shut up. Play the music, yes. I'm surprised. I'm always surprised, but you know what I mean? Because I have to meet you personally because I want you to teach me the ropes. Not necessarily in writing the songs because, you know, I'm no good at, as I told you before, I'm no good. But just to appreciate the talent of people like you. It's beautiful. You know, when Drew told me about you, I said, never heard of the guy. Mm-hmm. I wasn't lying. But now I will talk a little bit more about you. Because I've heard you. And I certainly appreciate what you're doing. You and Edwin. What the other crazy one? You Bajans are surprising me. It's like, oh,
You know what? This pandemic, you know what I mean? With everything slowing down, allowed people to see some of the talent that they weren't seeing before, because like everything is right in front of your face now, you know what I mean? And Justin, you're one of those ones. And I could say the pandemic maybe worked for you, but for me, I think it kind of worked a little bit against you, because you were, before the pandemic, I see where your level was.
Yeah, it was. I was.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Your level was really moving. You know what I mean? And for artists like Faye Callender, I think it's the opposite. You know what I mean? I think she gained a lot of attraction, Druin.
I'm going to ask the Reggae Massive for a few minutes extra, because normally at 6 o'clock we get into the reggae mode, but another 5-10 minutes, because I want to hear some more about this young man, because I'm totally impressed. All right? Reggae Massive, you can't call me number and cuss me off, you know. I don't know, it's a stretch of cuss, you know, I have to. So it's cuss for cuss.